Charlene Lamb, and I have a PR and communications agency called OnSpot Communication Management. Public relations primarily talks to dealing between the client and the external public, Joe Public, through typically media channels and managing a company's reputation through the media. So it's all about understanding the target audience that you're talking to, understanding the media channel, and then ensuring that the communication messages are on point so that there's no confusing what the public hear. I deal with the media extensively on a daily basis. I organize press conferences, prepare the press releases for my clients, and manage the relationship between the client and the media, and then of course the external public, which is Joe Public at large. I never have the same day twice. I wake up sometimes and I think I'm going to be going here and there and there, and then it turns out to be nowhere because a client has a crisis and I'm sitting behind the computer preparing a crisis press release. Or, you change gears and you thought you're going to see a client and the client says, no, we're not meeting there. I've had to go somewhere else. Can you meet me there? So everything is different. I studied at the Public Relations Institute of South Africa. The acronym is PRISA, many years ago. I studied PR. And then I also did a communications and psychology degree through the University of South Africa, which of course it forms a baseline to what I do, media relations, internal and external communications, and the psychology is a really important factor as well, because, a large part of my job is how do you approach people. If you wanted to study PR or communication management, I would strongly recommend checking out the universities that offer a really good comprehensive course. If you're an intern, it means that you haven't got any work experience yet. You can earn $2,000, $2,500, and it's basically seen as transport. So it's very little. But in other segments of the industry, an intern can earn anything between $4,000 and $6,500. So it just depends on whether you're working in a corporate or an agency or an NPO. As you progress, and you develop and, you show interest, you'll find that things start to change. It's important that you ensure that you build your networks from when you're young, because part of really being a good PR agent or communications expert is to have a really wide range of networks. And I've built my networks up over many years, and I've kept in contact with my networks. I find like being a part of a professional body like the Public Relations Institute of South Africa, that is really helpful because everybody's in the same industry as you and you actually feed off of one another. You bounce something off from people and that's always very helpful. The actual technicalities of the job, the challenges would be when the client gives you a certain brief and let's say you don't have anybody around to give you any advice and you go straight back to the client and they say, but this is not at all what I expected. So I think as a mentor and, having worked in corporate as a so-called leader and running my own business, I just make sure that people around me feel comfortable before they go and talk to anybody. They feel that they understand the concept of what we're dealing with. And the simple skills like getting to understand the client, and how they think, that comes with life experience, not necessarily work experience. So that's just a maturity into your role and as an individual as you learn and develop.